And welcome aboard indeed, and welcome aboard to John Aloisi, coach of Western United, getting ready for his second game in charge of one of the other teams in town, one of the teams in town, with the Victory and Melbourne City, of course, the third team in town, the newest one, and the newest coach. He joins us on the line. Good morning, John.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Now, what did you like about the performance against the Victory? It took them 75 minutes to get past you last weekend at GMHBA Stadium in round one. What did you like?
I like that we're defensively very well organised. We were able to restrict Victory to any chances, really. They score from a set piece. And going forward, we got into really good areas. We created quite a few good opportunities. The only thing is that we weren't able to take it. And in the end, we probably didn't deserve to lose, but the performance was good. And we know if we keep on performing like that, and we will get better, the results will come.
So they're annoying outcomes from a coaching perspective, and playing as well. When you play really well, and in soccer more than any other game, I reckon, on the world, if you can have those games where you dominate, but there's 2 seconds going the other way that changes the outcome of the result. How annoying is that when you know you've played so well and you've earned the right to have a better result from a points perspective and you don't get it?
It hurts, and it should hurt, because losing is never nice, but The positive about it is that, and you can explain to the players and show them your analysis and what we're doing well and how we're on the right track. And that's the important thing. When you get completely outplayed, sometimes, you're lost and you have to try and make sure that, you pick the players up. But the players knew that it was a good performance. They're starting to really believe in what we're doing. And that's the important thing, because if they believe, then, they'll be able to go out and perform well. Week in, week out.
John, how have you enjoyed your return to A-League coaching?
Didn't like losing. I loved every other moment of it. I've been loving the day-to-day with the boys, with the club. We're trying to build something special here. It's a new club, like you mentioned earlier, so there's a lot of work to do, building a culture. But we've got a great group and people that want to work, and they want to work for each other and together. So that's been exciting, and it's great to be back. I've missed it, and I love being involved.
And when you left the Brisbane Roar and had a few years away, you travelled the world, is that right? You watched a lot of football. You went and watched a lot of clubs train. What did you come back with? What did you glean or learn about your coaching philosophy that you brought back?
Yeah, I was lucky that I was able to do that, and plus Optus Sport helped me with that, because they'll fly me here, there and everywhere. So that was an advantage for me. But it was good just seeing, just the way different teams train, play, what works for them. And then you also have to adapt to what you have in terms of your teams and your players that you've got. You're always evolving and always trying to learn as a coach. But the biggest thing that I learned is that, just make sure that the players understand their roles and responsibilities, and that's what we do every day. Everything that we do in training is with a purpose. It's with our main principles that we talk about, with the ball, without the ball, and those little things there, that you pick up once you go see other clubs, and just shows what you're doing here is not too different to what they're doing at some of the biggest clubs.
And half mentioned Western United being a new club. As you look to get a real foothold in a very competitive sporting landscape here in Melbourne, how important is it that the team plays with some flair, with some excitement for the fans, to try and make the team more appealing?
Yeah, that is very important. And I think, look, we have to show our supporters, and our supporters can see it, is that the team will work for each other. That's the most important, because we're going to be hardworking no matter what. But we've got players that have got that flair. We've got players that will create, some unbelievable moments, and we'll do that on a regular basis within a game. Diamante, even though he's 38, he's still got he's probably the most outstanding player in the league in creating something out of nothing. And, so we've got those players. We've got a new player, Prijevic, a Serbian international striker, and he's going to be exciting to watch once we get him fully fit. And once we start to gel a little bit more in that final third, you'll see some exciting football and plenty of goals.
And John, haven't spoken to you for about a month, but since then a lot's happened. Obviously, the season started, but you've got that training base now out at Tullamarine with the Essendon Footy Club. How much of and not so much an advantage, but how important is it that you've now got that before the season started to sort of settle in?
Yeah, it's been huge for us. It's like you said, you need a home, you need a base, and you need to make sure that you feel comfortable where you work each day, and the players are happy in their environment. And we couldn't be more pleased with the way it is here at the Hangar. And you know, Essendon have been great with us. You know, the facility is unbelievable. The players actually feel like real footballers, and you know. You try and make them feel as good as possible because, you know, if they're feeling good, that normally they perform better. So having this year has been, you know, massive plus for us.
Friday night football this week. That's tomorrow night against Perth Glory, who drew with Adelaide last week to open their campaign. All the members get along and support the boys. Amy Park, 7:45 against Perth. That's round two action for Western United. Josh Risden, is he right to go?
Yeah, he's right to go. He played last week. He was very good. He was out for a lot of the season last season. So it's great, and he's a Perth boy, so I'm sure he'll be up for it. Kilkenny also, being an ex-Perth Glory player, we've got a little bit of history with Perth Glory in terms of a couple of players. We've even got Tony Sage's daughter working at our club.
So really?
The chairman of Perth Glory. So there's a lot there. Plus, Daniel Sturridge will be here.
Of course.
Former Liverpool player, so... It's going to be a huge game, not only for us, but also for Perth Glory. And I'm sure our members are going to enjoy it and they'll get behind us.
United fans, get there tomorrow night at 7:45. Amy Park football back at the great venue there at Amy Park. Go and see Western United defeat Perth Glory in round two of the A-League. John, always a pleasure, mate. We look forward to catching up with you soon.
Thanks again, boys. Thanks for having me on.